Hello and welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. Your host, Paul Mitchell, here with you for your weekly source of all things Livonia Stevenson hockey related. And here we are coming into the last week, and wow, this season has absolutely flown by. It seems like yesterday we just started, and we are down to the last final game of the regular season. That'll be this Wednesday, a home game for Livonia Stevenson, and they'll face De La Salle, and then it's on, focus will be on the MHSAA playoffs, which begin next week. So one more game to go, and then it's playoff time. So very exciting time here for Livonia Stevenson hockey. Very exciting time for high school hockey in general in the state. Teams are gearing up, playing their last games, and getting ready to go, hopefully on a nice, successful run. Spartans did have two games in the last week, a couple of familiar opponents, starting off first with Brighton, facing Brighton for the third time this year. So knowing the opponents pretty well, and knowing that the Spartans, again, would be facing a tough opponent, as Brighton is one of the highly ranked teams in Division One, and always just a tough battle with those guys. The game ended up a 2-2 tie, first tie for Livonia Stevenson this year. Again, as he's been solid all year, Will Trage was outstanding, just shutting the door down, making some tremendous saves. The goal scorers were Brendan Hall, got the Spartans on the board on the power play, and Julian DeSina scored as well. But again, that would be 2-2 tie against Brighton, handing the Spartans their first tie and only tie of the year thus far. That was last Wednesday. Now, they had their crossover game on Friday, and as luck would have it, it was a familiar opponent as well, that being Livonia Churchill. Now, the Spartans did play Livonia Churchill twice already in the season, and were able to take both those games. So for a third time coming in, to face an opponent for a third time is always going to be tough, no matter what. And anytime it's your rival, I mean, that just makes those games much more tougher. In this game, Spartans got on the board. Jacob Anderson scored, kind of back and forth. Churchill was able to tie it up. Churchill went up 2-1. And then just before the second period was about to end, Alex Walkowski actually tied the game up 2-2. So going into the third period, it was a 2-2 tie. In the third period, the Chargers would find the back of the net early to go up 3-2. And they would hold on from there. They actually went on to beat the Spartans. 3-2 was the final. And, you know, just a big win there for Churchill, as, you know, they had lost the first two, and they played hard, they played tough, just as it's been in the first two games, just a really good hockey game back and forth. It was their night that night, and they were able to hold off Stevenson to get that win. So boys played well, but, you know, anytime you have to face an opponent three times in one year, or in one season, I should say, it's always going to be tough to go 3-0, especially when you're facing teams like Brighton and Churchill, who are you know, tough opponents. So, was able to get the tie and, go on from there. Now the focus is moving on to this Wednesday, which will be De La Salle, the final home game there at Eddie Edgar. And then again, as we mentioned, on to the playoffs. So, okay, so moving along now, we're going to bring in, as we do each and every week, head coach David Mitchell. Coach, as always, welcome.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me.
And just wrapping up here, talking about the last week, kind of unusual, facing two opponents for the third time in a season. That's kind of a rarity, but a couple tough ones nonetheless in Brighton and in Churchill.
Yeah, you said it. You know, normally you don't see two teams for a third time, and we got to see both. And you know, both top 10 hockey clubs, both really solid clubs that are, you know, have some top players on them and really well coached. So it was a good opportunity for us. You know, obviously got the tie and then lost by a goal there. So not necessarily the results that we wanted, but definitely a good test for us. And, you know, we'll get back at it this week, and season's coming down here and winding down. But, you know, both those games were good quality hockey games for us to play here, getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, as we mentioned, it's just facing an opponent three times, but at least it's against quality opponents, which at this time of the year it has to set you up well for playoffs. I mean, to play top teams like that has to get you at least in a good set, ready to go on a playoff run.
Yeah, you know, starting with the Brighton game and getting the chance to play against top players like that, and having to shut down key guys like Jake Crespi and what they have on the back end with their D and Logan Neaton and net, it was a huge test for us. And winning 2-1 going in the third there, you know, wasn't real happy that they came right out and got one right away. But give our guys credit that we clamped down there, and Will Treggie was outstanding as he has been all year for us in net. And it was good for us to play overtime and get used to what playoff hockey would be, and you know what type of pressure, you know, if any more is really added. I mean, we try to say that pressure is that, you know, we put that type of pressure on ourselves each and every day. So, but it was good to play overtime. And then, you know, coming with the Churchill and the senior night, it was a great night for our seniors, but obviously not the outcome we would have liked. But, you know, when you're facing a team for the third time and they have players like, you know, we say 12 and 19 or Venegoni and Adu there, you know, those guys are game changers, and we let them get going. And to their credit, they found a way to make plays and capitalize on a couple of our turnovers, and, you know, give them all the credit in the world. There's a couple very dynamic hockey players, and it's a good lesson for us that you got to take care of the puck and not turn the puck over to quality players like that. And, you know, kudos to the Churchill team. It was, we've had a long-standing rivalry in the last few years. We've had the upper hand in that, and so, you know, we've enjoyed that. But kudos to that team and those players for getting the job done against us. And good luck to them and Franklin as well as we head into playoffs. I'm sure we'll talk about it later, but we're all three in different tracks now, which is interesting. But for us, we look forward to Wednesday night and hosting De La Salle here at Eddie Edgar at 8:00.
Yep, it's kind of a bittersweet here. It seems like the season has kind of just flown by. We are at our last game, and that'll be this Wednesday against De La Salle, which will be a really cool experience. I mean, to my knowledge, I don't believe we've played De La Salle, and a good friend of yours, Craig Staszkowski, is now the coach over there, so that sets up pretty well for you guys to be able to play them.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We haven't played De La Salle, or we like to call it De La Staz, and since I've been here, so we're excited about the opportunity. Just a quality hockey club out of the MIHL. It's a great way for us to cap off our year. But you mentioned it, our season's flown by. We've had a lot of ups and downs, and just like all these teams have, you know, fought through some adversity. So we're excited about the chance to play Warren De La Salle and play for the Fish Cup. I think, as you know, we have the cup last year that we won at the outdoor game when Craig Staszkowski was at RU, and now we're going to take that cup, and we'll have that on hand on Wednesday night, and the winner of that will winner of the game will be presented at the end with the cup. And so it gives us a little something to play for, and a little tradition we're going to start here between Stevenson and De La Salle. So we're excited for it. We're looking forward to that opportunity, and, you know, trying to get everybody healthy here, as everybody is. But after that, that's our last game. It flew by, and then we a week from tomorrow we open up playoffs against West Bloomfield. So we're excited about the stretch run here, and making sure that we keep, you know, doing things as clean as possible and as hard as possible to prepare for that.
Well, yeah, it's as mentioned here, the last game, it is quite bittersweet as it's flown by. It's been kind of a crazy season here. Had some real good quality wins, some tough losses, and had to battle a lot of injuries and a lot of things to overcome. So winding down here in the last game and looking forward to the playoffs. So, Coach, as we do, we like to thank you each and every week for coming on this it's really cool for you to do this and give us a little bit of insight on these games and what's going on with the program. So thank you very much. We wish you the best of luck this Wednesday against De La Salle. That should be a really fun game. Last home game. We hope to see all the Blue Crew out there as usual, as they've been outstanding all year. They've just been amazing, the support with them and with all the parents. So it should make for a fun night. And then obviously I want to wish you the best of luck starting in the playoffs.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah, I appreciate all the people. You already mentioned it. Just to hit it up again, our support has been outstanding, both from a parental aspect and from a student aspect and school aspect. And appreciate everything you've done. We're here in a quiet building tonight. Normally Monday nights are study hall, and that's when we tape the podcast, and normally there's a full team here, but since they have the day off, we did study hall during the day, and so you and I here in an empty building. But we're excited about it. We're really, it's been a lot of close, like I've been saying. We've been close, and one goal here, one goal there, a lot of one goal games. And everybody's looking internally, from our coaching staff on down to what we can do better, 1, 5, 10% better each and every day to try to find a way to put us over the hump. And so we're excited that we're that close. We know the job, at hand. We know it's not going to be easy, but there'd really be no other way to do it. And so we look for, look forward to the opportunity. We're thankful for the opportunity, and hopefully the best is yet to come. So thanks for having me, and thanks for doing this, and appreciate everything.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. And as he is here each and every week, that was Head Coach David Mitchell here on the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. And that is going to wrap it up. As he mentioned here, it's just us here in an empty building. The students had a day off, but we wanted to make sure we did get this out there and get everybody up to date, because believe it or not, I have heard there are a few people that do listen to this, and we really do appreciate that, everyone listening, taking the time here just to kind of follow along. We truly, truly, and greatly appreciate all the support, whether it's checking this out, whether it's coming to the games, or whether it's just checking us out on Twitter. It really does mean a lot to us here at Stevenson Hockey. So thank you to everyone, and that's going to wrap up this week's edition of the podcast. And as always, go Spartans! Choo-choo.